goodness. What would you call goodness?
All of it.
Everything that's rooted in Jesus Christ. Have a gospel card. The narrow path to eternal life. You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of...
Isn't it all goodness, though?
What's all goodness, sir?
All of it, man. Top to bottom, man.
No, the world's full of sin and wickedness. See, this, you're walking through Satan's kingdom. That's not good at all.
But isn't it all within time, though?
Within time? Yeah. Well, yeah, right now the time is where Christ said, come, the kingdom of God has come, and it's in his people. One day, the kingdom of God is not of flesh and blood on earth. One day, he's coming back in flaming fire, and he's going to get his people and vanquish this earth. If he came back today, Great River Folk Fest would be burned up by the wrath of God, because it's outside of God.
Man, that's heavy.
What is heavy? Go read 2 Thessalonians. He's coming to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. They don't know God and they're not obeying the gospel. So you got to come out of every false way. Christ shed his blood for you and rose again. You can be a dear child of God, but not everyone is. In fact, Jesus said only a few will be.
Here's a question for you. I love the talking. I mean, you can keep going.
You got my card. You can email me anytime if you have more questions. You want to talk?
Do you school? Is now a bad time?
I got to get closer because I got a bad ear.
Is now a bad time for you?
No. I'll talk to you for a little while. I mean, I'm preaching. I'd love to have you talk to my brother, too.
Well, I'm going to talk to you.
Okay, yeah, but I'm here preaching.
You know what you're doing. Do you think the default is love, or do you think the default is sin in terms of reality on earth?
There is no default. The gospel, is preached, and it is loving to tell our neighbors that Jesus died for you, and you got to repent and turn and come out of your sin and be born again.
I hear that.
That's love.
I hear that message.
That's love.
But do you think the default that we live in today, do you think it's sin or love?
This world is sin. It's all full of sin.
So the baseline, in your opinion, is
sin. Well, I don't know what you mean by baseline. God said the world is full of sin and iniquity.
Well, ask me what I mean by baseline.
Well, that's what I was trying to say when you said it's all good. I didn't know what you meant. What are you talking about, a baseline?
Baseline. Day-to-day. Day-to-day in terms of... you know, the space in between traumatic events, the space in between suffering, the space in between hurt,
yeah,
the space in between pain. Do you feel that? Do you feel that pain? That space.
You're talking real New Agey.
No,
and you're talking
no.
spirituality rather than, let's use Jesus' words. Jesus said...
Let's go old age. I'm okay with that.
Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And then he said, they're not of the world. Then he said, the truth sets you free. So when we look at all these things that Jesus said, we can't be of the world. The truth sets us free, not the church systems that are full of lies and error, not our own ways, but not the culture's ways. Satan has gone in the music business. He's gone in the religious business. I'm preaching. I'm here to street preach. So I tell you what, you got my gospel card, man. You can email me anytime. And if you're a serious emailer, I'll give you my phone number sometime.
It's right next to my
heart. We can go deep. What's your first name?
Scotty.
Lottie?
Scotty.
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 With a, how does it begin? What letter? I have a bad ear.
S.
Scotty. It's like Sam. Scotty. Okay. You can email me. My website for free has tons of resources. I don't want your money. I'd really like you to open a Bible and see what Jesus talks about is the end thing, the paradigm, what the world's in.
That's so old age.
No. The Bible's old agey. His words are true. Yesterday, today,
I'm just teasing you, man. You said I was being new agey, so I'm just teasing.
No. But God's word isn't new agey. You were into like my. It sounded like you're into like spiritual thought that goes above and beyond God's way. That's called Gnosticism.
Do you think you and I can agree on one thing before I go away?
I don't know.
Isn't God outside of time?
Yes.
Of the calendar.
God's outside of time.
Right. So there's no new or old age.
Nope. There's no new or old truth.
Yeah. I knew you and I could agree on something.
Oh yeah. I would agree. I would agree with a lot of people on some things. The problem is we have to agree on everything when it comes to the things of God, because there's one God, one Savior, one Bible, one word, one Spirit.
Those are dangerous words.
Really?
We have to agree dangerous
words.
Oh,
we have to agree what God's word says. 1 Corinthians 1:10, Paul says, as the body of Christ, all speaking the same things, being the same mind, speaking one judgment. You wouldn't have 40,000 denominations if everybody was really humble and contrite to the Spirit, studying the word, and the Spirit would guide them. I know I have unity with a few believers that we all have come to agree what the scriptures say, not what Tupos, my name is Tupos, not what I say, not what my brother Akuo or what feminist lady pastors, which my wife isn't, Sister Amen, say. It's about what the scriptures and the word of God says. And so the word of God sets us free. The word of God sets us free to follow him. And so Jesus said in Matthew 4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So I don't live by my words. I don't live by your words. I don't live by the culture's words. That's always changing. God's words are eternal. And so the point is, if you're not born again in Christ and following him out of the world, not entertaining your flesh, the wrath of God is coming for you. No matter how old you are, young you are, no matter how smart, no matter how spiritual, there's a lot of false spirituality going around in America. New Age, Satanism, Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Mormons, all of these different flavors. But Jesus said,
amen,
his sheep hear his voice and they know his truth because the Holy Spirit teaches us all truth. So I would encourage you, spend your young life, you're younger than me, spend your young life seeking after the kingdom. How many people have called you young, right?
Well, seeking. I mean, you got more hair than I do.
Seeking the kingdom of God.
Here's a question for you, Matt. Do you ever allow for space to be quiet?
Do I ever allow a space to be quiet?
For you. Do you ever allow the words to kind of take a back?
Actually, the people that I allow to speak in my life are godly men that I have seen their testimony and they preach sound doctrine and I listen and I test myself against them. I don't listen to the people of the world. I don't listen to people that are living for entertainment because doing that would fill my ears with sin and leaven. So let me give you an example. If I was a drug addict, hooked on meth for 50 years, you're not. You came out of it 30 years ago. I desperately want to come off of meth. You know how to do it. I haven't got it done. We don't need to stand here and have me tell you, well, I did this and then I did that and I tried that. And you know, I think about this and I did that and I did that and I did that. And then all of a sudden we go, I never got to how I can solve my problem. I could say to you, Scotty, you came off meth. How did you do it? It helped me. And I stand and I listen. So if you had something to offer me, I would listen.
Here's the response.
I don't think you do.
I got a little bit to offer for you. I think meth can take very different forms.
Well, now that was just an example.
No. But like in terms of like the dopamine rush.
Oh, yeah. Sex is dopamine.
But I would say also standing on a corner, even if it is in truth.
Jesus commanded us to do it.
Hold on. Come on, man. I listen to you get so many words and you gotta
what are you going
to
tell me? Something biblical?
I can't hear
worldly philosophy. Colossians 2:8 says, don't listen to worldly philosophy. Are you going to tell me something biblical? I'm all ready to listen. Biblical. Tell me something biblical. I'm ready to listen to biblical truth.
I've listened to 1,000 of your words and you can't let me get a word in.
Are you going
to
tell me biblical truth or are you going to tell me Gnostic New Ageism? I'm going to go back to my preaching here. Okay. I love you, Scotty. I hope you repent and seek the kingdom of God. You've got the truth right there that you need. What I would recommend in love, I wouldn't.
He said I could come talk to you.
Nope. So that's early I said that. I said I'm going to go back to preaching. My young brother is new at this. I'm training him. I wouldn't call.
He can fend for himself.
Yeah, we can. Hold on. I wouldn't call.
It's all love, man.
I wouldn't call Scotty a mocker. But what Scotty wants to do, and I was teaching about this, the people of the world want you to stand and listen to them. And I asked him, if you're going to teach me biblical truth, I'll listen. He had nothing to say. And so we don't give ground and standing. What
we
would offer.
What you're doing? Do you see the manipulation that you're doing right now?
Manipulation? Teaching my brother sound doctrine?
No, you're manipulating.
You've been manipulated by Satan.
You're being manipulated. Yeah. I mean, we've all been manipulated.
But well, right not now anymore. Now that I was no better than anybody, and I am not better today, but guess what?
I think you're a sweet guy.
My manipulation in Satan stopped when I met Christ.
It's interesting how you can't get a word in when somebody wants.
Did Jesus let the false teachers walk all over him with their words? He rebuked them. So I would rebuke you and say, we love you. You need to go on your way. Man, you got my email. If you ever want to go deep in email, email
me.
You're
about to go on your way.
I'm going to go on my way preaching. And neither of us want to talk to you anymore. So we love you, Scotty. Test yourself to the word of God, lifting up Jesus Christ. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised today. But there's one path to eternal life. One path. Yeah, you better plug your ears, ma'am. There's lots of amplified garbage worldly music in there. We don't want you to hurt your eardrums in there. Good job, brother. I wouldn't call him a mocker, but I definitely would call him a guy that just wants you to sit and listen. He's talking about New Age Gnosticism. Is there space and time for everything? It's like...
If he doesn't want to talk the scripture.
If he's not seeking, he's on his way. Good job. So that's why we do this. My young brother's out learning how to evangelize and who to give time to, who not to give time to. And that man we'll talk about it, is a lesson, as Sister Amon's over there talking to a man right now that looks to be maybe a seeker. We give time to seekers. We proclaim the gospel to everyone. But mockers and people that want us to stand and listen to their heresy and false ways, absolutely not. And so that's what we do, and that's what training and discipleship out here is all about, helping a young brother to do his street ministry.